Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. As we have said in our programs, this universal persona of His Eminence, the first rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, this first divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, his persona is such that we can really learn and benefit from, but even in the present day. Now, one of the things that unfortunately, because of the very materialistic life that we are surrounded by, and many a times we are influenced by, consciously or subconsciously, we end up coming up with this trait, at least this evil or negative trait of conceit, of this kind of being arrogantly proud, of boasting and being haughty. This quality comes about and is kind of like an individual strutting themselves in the middle of the street because they think that they are better than others. Now, of course, one of the reasons why this quality comes about is, of course, because the culture that is mass-produced by the Western world's media, of course, is a culture that promotes conceitedness and it promotes this arrogant boasting. Now, what's interesting is that, for example, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, he was never conceited in any single time of his life. Matter of fact, he was humble and pious, and he was, humility and taqwa was just at the peak when it comes to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's interesting that he talks about conceitedness, and he says that being conceited in one's knowledge is a sign of ignorance. And in another place, the Commander of the Faithful says that conceit is a sign of the deficiency in one's intellect. So first and foremost, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he never showed this conceitedness, and he never had this conceitedness within himself. We never find him arrogantly boasting about what he did. But what's interesting is that there's two kind of things that we are conceited about. One is the material things that we have. One is the spiritual things that we have. So when it comes to the material things that we are conceited about, you know, it could be the material things that we have, our cars, our homes, even our social financial status, or the job that we have, or, you know, these are the material things that we are conceited about. Perhaps this is an easier conceit to try to control. But there's another conceit which is perhaps more dangerous and a little bit more difficult to control, and perhaps it goes unnoticed. And that is this conceit when it comes to the spiritual capabilities of an individual or the spiritual aspect. So, for example, we feel like our prayer is better than other people's prayers, or our salah is better than other people's salah, or, for example, that our knowledge is more than other people's knowledge, or we are wiser than other people are. These are the boasting, and this is the conceit as regards to the spiritual aspect. And this, of course, is also very, very dangerous. It brings about the downfall of a human being. And we see this because Imam Ali said that actually, when you are conceited about your knowledge, it means that it is a sign of ignorance. So the more ignorant you are, the more you will boast about being knowledgeable. And now this boasting doesn't necessarily have to be physically saying something. A lot of times, an individual can physically manifest this feeling in the way they talk, in the way they look at one another, or the way that they speak, the way that they speak, the way that they behave, they walk, as we said. These are the physical manifestations of this spiritual aspect of conceitedness. But then there's another one, which is the deepest one, and that is the how you feel on the inside. You might walk completely normal. You might interact with people completely normally. You might even not say anything which would show that you are conceited about your knowledge. But within your heart and within your soul, you feel that you are better than others. You feel that your salah is better than others. Your fasting is better than others. You have more knowledge than other people. Other people are dumber than you are. Well, these are all things that will cause our downfall. And we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that this is something that we need to be far, far away from, especially if we are going to follow in His Eminence's footsteps, a profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الصدقة دواء منجح، وأعمال العباد في عاجلهم نصب أعينهم في آجالهم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Charity is an effective cure, and the actions of people in their present life will be before their eyes in the next life.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
You know, there is an ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, say to the Muslims, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. That if you really love Allah, then obey me, obey the Prophet. And if you obey the Prophet, Allah will love you. In this ayat, Allah talks about two love, one from an individual to Allah and the other from Allah to the individual. And the only thing linking these two muhabbats is the obedience to Rasulullah. Now that is a theory there in the Quran. We see only one example in the history of Islam where the Prophet testifies. He says, I'm going to give alam to somebody who is rajulan karrar yuhibbullah wa rasuluhu. That individual loves Allah and His Messenger. Not only that, wa yuhibbuhu Allahu wa rasuluhu. And Allah and His Rasul also loves him. And this was given to none other than Amirul Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. And so when Ali goes there, outside that castle of Khaybar, the most famous and courageous fighter of the Jewish community there, by the name of Marhab, comes outside. And it was a very common tradition among Arabs when they go to the battlefield, they would challenge the opponent. And they would ask to somebody to come and, accept their challenge. And the way they used to talk about themselves was mostly in poetry form. Arabs were more talented in this matter. And so this individual comes there and he says, introduces himself outside the castle where he says, قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرْ إِنِّي مَرْحَبًا. Khaybar knows about me. I am Marhab. And he thought maybe, like yesterday and the day before, whenever they hear the name Marhab, they'll run away. But they didn't know he's somebody else today. And so Amir al-Mu'minin comes forward. And when he comes there, he also uses poetry to introduce himself. And this is where you see the pride Ali takes in his mother. And this is where he says, أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِ أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا. I am the one whose mother has named him Haydar. أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرا كليس غابات كره المنظرا. He says, I am the one whose mother has named him Haydar, the lion. كليس, I am like the lion in the forest. كره المنظرا, when other animals or other people, when they see the lion, they run away. So don't try to, threaten me. You are the one, you run away. أَكِيلُهُمْ بِالسَّاعِ كَيْلَ الصَّنْدَرَى. And anyone who comes to fight against me, I repay them in full. So don't try to, fight with me. And the rest of the story. And so when we talk about the imamat, the wilayat, you have to realize that according to our theological perspective, our good deeds, our amal, our ibadat, everything, for it to be sahih and correct is a fiqhi issue. You have to make sure it is according to the fatawa or according to your own ijtihad, if you are a mujtahid. But then the issue of our good deeds and our ibadat, whether it's going to be acceptable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not sufficient for it to be correct. There are many other conditions, and one of the important conditions is the wilayat of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't have the habit of talking about my own books, but it is Ghadir. And I would like to mention the book that I have, Shiaism, Imamat and Vilayat, which talks about this issue of Imamat and Vilayat. And one of its chapters is exclusively on the issue of Ghadir itself, different aspects of it, especially how the Orientalists, the Western scholars, have dealt with the issue of Ghadir. You know, it's worth mentioning that one of the religious journals in Iran, by the name of Majalle Safine, they actually selected the fourth chapter of my book, and they got it translated from English to Farsi, and it was published in Farsi in the spring issue of that magazine. And that is about the event of Ghadir. And this is from not a foreign country. This is Islamic Republic of Iran, a Shia country. But, you know, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they considered it to be worthy enough to be translated from English language into Farsi language.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.